Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Man, didn't talk all weekend, and now I have no voice. Officer Rick reporting in for duty this morning. Simple radio, loud and clear from Genesee County. He's out working road patrol. He's already been on a crash report this morning. Yeah, got to be very careful. We got some snow up here in North Country, and the temperatures were bitter cold. The freezing rain froze up the ice on the pavement first, then it got snow covered. So drive very safely out there this morning. One of the interesting dynamics I think that's going to happen, the upcoming State of the State address, is the governor talking about economic development, housing, education, and, of course, taxes. It's going to be very interesting to hear what she has to say. But there are some things that are very interesting coming up after the State of the State address, after the county conventions, after the state endorsement convention, March 28th, is going to be the May 5th special election that the governor finally called to happen. Well, one of the candidates, Democratic candidate Chedrick Green, when asked if he'd support legislation preventing vacancies in the Senate and the House from lasting as long as it did in his 35th state Senate district race. The Democrat, Chedrick Green, said he's not ruling out such a bill. Talking to MERS News Service on Friday, the Democrat candidate said governors of both parties have exercised their legal authority to set special elections, taking various reasons into account. Any legislation seeking to limit that executive authority should still give potential candidates to make time for their decisions, file paperwork, and ensure flexibility to save taxpayer dollars by coordinating with local communities around their scheduled elections or ballots. Green headlined a virtual call on Friday with Michigan-based and national media hosted by the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, the DLCC. That entity, that body, supports Democratic legislative candidates across the country. Well, last year, heading into this midterm election, the DLCC had announced $250,000 investment into Michigan Senate races for May and November. Green, of course, is running in a May 5th special election that is coming 16 months after the 35th Senate district was vacated. By now, current U.S. Congresswoman Kristen McDonald Rivett, Democrat from Bay City. It is the longest period of time a Michigan governor has taken to set a special election to fill a legislative vacancy since the crafting of and the amendment of our state constitution back in 1963. When asked by MERS, as well as the Michigan Public Radio Network, if he would support legislation preventing lengthy vacancies moving forward, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brings answered for him. I can start with that. He didn't even respond before the DLCC moved on to another question. So Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brings stepped in and answered it for him. Well, here's the problem. According to the Majority Leader Brings, the governor chose to do it with this timing thing in mind. I think that we obviously want people to be able to have a voice in Lansing, and we want them to get the services they deserve from their state legislative officers. However, as the Senate Majority Leader, I ensured that the office was staffed and that calls were being answered during the vacancy. She said she thinks people are ready to talk about the special election and to move forward. And we're very excited about our candidate, Chedrick Green. In closing, she said we saw that the response in the primary turnout was very high. So I'm very optimistic that we're in a good position at this point. And again, remember, I talked about this Thursday, February 5th, 2 days after the low turnout by the Republicans. I talked about the get out the vote effort that needs to take place if we're going to flip this seat. Now, the numbers she's referring to, and they recapped it in the MERS story, February 3rd, 26,624 individuals participated in the five-candidate special Democratic primary for the 35th Senate District. 60.4% of that turnout voted for Green. Conversely, the Republicans, in their primary with three participants, 18,229 Republicans showed up. Jason Tunney won with 51.2% of that vote, beating the second place candidate by 9,335 votes. Well, immediately the Democrats jumped all over it, basically explaining that Democrats throughout the United States have been winning and flipping seats in special legislative and congressional races following the second inauguration of President Donald Trump. However, mid-Michigan Republicans are hoping they can win the 35th Senate seat by honing in on how long the district has been without Senate representation. Tunney recently sent out a fundraising literature which headlined how long the district had gone for more than 404 days without a state senator. Well, Green did ask a question about his strategy for earning Republican votes in a swing district. Green said he thinks he appeals to a lot of Democrats, Republicans, males, females, old and young alike. I'm one of them. Learning how to deal with differences is what makes us great as individuals, but yet great as a state and a nation. I've never gone to fire. I've never gone to a fire, because he's a fire chief, and said, hey, before I put out your fire, I'd like to know if you're a Democrat or a Republican. We don't do that. We go and we do the job. Then people respect you for doing your job. Regardless of the situation, I hope for a positive outcome on May 5th. Now, it's kind of interesting because Green serves as a Saginaw City fire captain and was McDonald Rivett's district assistant in her Senate office. However, kind of an interesting thing happens on May 5th if the Democrat Green loses. The Senate then becomes a 19-19 tie between Republicans and Democrats. Brinks said if Republicans intentionally stay off the board during legislative votes, they could prevent us from being able to have even a tie-breaking vote, which would be done, of course, by Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, a Democrat. We still may be able to get some things done, but the truth of the matter is it would really put a halt to most things that are Democratic priorities or Democratic ideas, Brinks said. In an environment like we see now, with extreme positions from the legislative Republicans in the House, I anticipate that would just make things very difficult for us to move any legislation this year. But I would still be able to control the agenda and manage what is on the board for a vote. No, I'm sorry, Winnie, but I don't think that's accurate. I think you end up sharing that responsibility with whoever the Republicans pick as their leader. I was told by an individual that they would rotate the holding of the gavel. I don't know where she thinks she would control the agenda and what is on the board for a vote. If it's 19-19, I don't think that is an accurate statement. Well, moving on, finishing up with what she has to say. She said that protracted battles have been seen in Michigan because of the chaos in the Republican-controlled state house. For example, our ability to pass a budget last year was very difficult because they simply would not negotiate in good faith until nearly the very end of the fiscal year. I think we've seen from their past behavior that they would like to gum up the works for any progress we could make in this last half of the year. She said a 19-19 split Senate would be an unfortunate situation. We'll get the Republican candidate's response. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
$4,747. 4747. That's how much, on average, each Michigan family will save annually with Perry Johnson as our governor. 4747. Perry is Michigan's renowned quality expert and mathematician. He helped save the Detroit auto industry by improving efficiency and now can save our state. Perry says we start by eliminating waste and cutting 2 cents of every dollar of discretionary spending. No more state income tax. More money in your pockets. Perry wants you to keep your money and live your dreams. So your choice is one more career politician or Perry Johnson, who'll shake up the system and send you the savings. 4747, Perry Johnson.
I'm Perry Johnson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Perry Johnson for Governor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last segment of hour number one here on this Monday. And you just heard that commercial for Perry Johnson for governor. And I got to tell you, out of all the candidates that we currently have announced that they are running, Perry is a businessman. I've been saying this for over a year and a half, 2 years now. We need a Donald Trump-like businessman or woman with enough money to fund their campaign to get their message out to win and fix the state of Michigan. State of Michigan is screwed up. It's broken. Democrats and Governor Whitmer have absolutely run this state right into the ground when it comes to spending, when it comes to just ridiculous regulations and the taxes that we're paying in this state. We need a businessman like Perry Johnson to absolutely come in and fix what's wrong as the next governor of the state of Michigan. I do not want a politician. No, sorry, John James, I'm not buying the polling bull crap that the corporate legacy media is putting out there. You're not the front runner. Not one Republican that I've talked to face to face says they're voting for you. So who the heck are they polling? Because they're not polling us. I can guarantee you that. Eric Nesbitt. Well, Perry Johnson's been running these ads about 4747. You just heard it. He played it during the Super Bowl. Well, now all of a sudden, Nesbitt says he's also supporting eliminating income tax. There's a few other candidates out there claiming it as well. Well, yeah, you're claiming it now because Perry Johnson's talking about it. He's also wanting to cut spending in our state budget, which I've been yelling and screaming about for years, ever since Whitmer took over. When Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly handed her the keys to the governor's mansion, we were at $58 billion. It had gone up $11 billion under their 8 years of leadership. Granholm left it to them at 47. They passed it on to Whitmer at 58. She's talking about an $88 billion budget proposed this past couple of weeks. Are you kidding me? $30 billion increase since you took over. In like 7 years, folks, this isn't even the full end of her budget fiscal year 2027 yet. which starts at the stroke of midnight on September 30th this year. We need a business person, not a politician. I'm sorry, Congressman John James, you're not the front runner. And I'm not buying the polls, and neither are my listeners, my radio family. We're not buying it because we're not voting for you. State Senator Eric Nesbitt, amp politician, claims to be a farmer. I get it. Six generations in Pawpaw, Lawton, Michigan area. Not buying it. Former Speaker of the House, Tom Leonard. Former Attorney General, Mike Cox. You were sounding good, but you're not a business guy. We need a business person. So I'm going to reach out to the Perry Johnson campaign, see if I can get him on the show and get to know him personally. I want to learn about who Perry Johnson is. Where was he born? Where did he go to school? I know he is an efficiency expert. I believe it was ISO 9000 program. I'm going to talk to him about all of that. Get to know him personally. Because this has got to change, folks. We need to fix the state, and a business person can do it, not a politician. Wrapping up the 35th Senate District, Brian Smitsky, working on Tunney's campaign, was asked a question about the vacancy and whether or not this could be a game changer for Republicans, despite special election losses outside the state of Michigan. Well, Brian said, absolutely. We've knocked down over 15,000 doors, and overwhelmingly, people are telling us at their door that they're furious that they've gone without a state senator for now 413 days. At the end of the day, Gretchen Whitmer owns that. And the people in the district know it. We talk to people that are lifelong Democrats. They're saying, I'm furious with my own party. I didn't have a voice during the last budget. Question about the differences in the primary turnout. Smitsky said that the swing voters, by definition, don't even vote in primaries. We talk to swing voters every day. Jason has great appeal with them, and they are going to be the key to our victory. We're going to turn out our base. We're going to turn out the swing voters, and the swing voters with our base is going to help us win this seat. So working with the Republican base, making sure everybody knows about this upcoming election on May 5th. Many Republicans, when questioned, said they didn't even know there was a primary on February 3rd. Well, they knocked on doors. They put up signs. You guys need to wake up. And we, the delegates of the state of Michigan at the state convention, we need to be talking about this seat. We need to make calls into that district and get the Republicans out to vote. That's it for the first hour of today's show. Hour number two after the news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord.